For years, Israel relied on deterrence, intelligence, and rapid response to defend its borders. But repeated attacks from Gaza and the north have challenged that approach. Now, a new concept is emerging, the buffer zone. The idea behind a buffer zone is simple. Push the threat further away from Israeli civilians by creating distance from hostile forces. In areas like the Gaza border and northern Israel, communities live just meters from danger, where distance can mean the difference between life and death. After years of daily rocket fire on Deir by Hamas, the Israel Defense Forces reached a clear conclusion that the only way to stop this reality was to create a buffer zone. Establishing it required clearing areas and reshaping the terrain to form a new security boundary, often referred to as the Yellow Line, where Israeli forces now operate. In practice, since its implementation, Deir and the surrounding communities are no longer living under that same immediate, constant threat. This year, at the Memorial Day ceremony, Rabbi Avraham Zarbib lit a torch. He served in a combat engineering unit, operating heavy machinery alongside elite units of the Israel Defense Forces to clear and level terrain in Gaza and Lebanon. Choosing him reflects a broader policy. Instead of honoring fighter pilots or frontline soldiers, a unit focused on terrain clearing was selected. The symbolism is clear. This is not just recognition, but a statement about a strategy centered on reshaping the battlefield and creating buffer zones. The clearest proof of this approach can already be seen in Lebanon. Shiite villages identified with Hezbollah are being systematically cleared by engineering units as the Israel Defense Forces advances, effectively creating a new yellow line, where hostile villages along the way are removed from the immediate threat zone. For years, the city of Kiryat Shmona and the communities along the border faced constant danger from nearby Lebanese villages, where militants would launch shoulder-fired missiles from the mountains directly toward civilian homes. It was a reality that proved nearly impossible to fully prevent under the previous approach. As a result, residents of Kiryat Shmona and the border communities lived under ongoing threat and disruption. But now, observing the speed and method of current operations, it becomes increasingly clear where this strategy is heading, toward the establishment of a new buffer zone designed to provide full protection for Israeli civilians living near the border. From an outside perspective, the flattening of these areas may appear harsh. But this view ignores a key reality, that weapons and missiles from Hezbollah were often stored inside civilian homes, turning houses into weapons depots and entire villages into operational hubs. Without that context, these actions are easily misunderstood. What may seem unjustified from afar reflects a more complex reality, one that requires decisive action to ensure the threat does not return rather than repeating the same cycle again and again. In conclusion, credit should be given to the Israeli government for choosing a clear and consistent path, the buffer zone strategy, to provide real protection for civilians living along Israel's borders. We have gone through dozens of rounds of conflict in Gaza, each one taking a toll in human lives. We have fought multiple wars in Lebanon, entering, holding ground, withdrawing, and then repeating the same cycle again. This pattern has proven unsustainable. While long-range missile fire may still pose a challenge, Israel has developed advanced defense systems to counter it, including the Iron Dome and emerging laser-based technologies. After years of facing constant, close-range danger, there is now at least a sense that a more durable solution is being pursued, one that may finally offer residents near the border the security they have long lacked. In Israel, distance is not geography, it is survival. Maoz Druskin writes about Israel, democracy, and the challenges of national identity in modern societies.